You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Christine Slocum, president of Clarity Quest Marketing, a full-service marketing agency for healthcare and technology companies. Christine, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for inviting me today, Eric.
You're more than welcome. So first of all, what are some common mistakes you see technology and healthcare companies making when it comes to marketing?
One of the first mistakes we see companies make is trying to do too many things and too many campaigns without having real specific measurable objectives. And these days, the C-suite, the C-level, expects marketing to report on how it's contributing to the bottom line. They want to see what's called revenue-based marketing. And if you don't have measurable objectives and the process in place to track where your leads are coming from, there's no real way to show marketing ROI. That's the first thing. Secondly, some companies are really confused as to what's a reasonable marketing budget to support the revenue and sales goals they want to achieve. That's why a big core competency of our marketing agency is helping companies figure out what they should be spending on marketing.
And which marketing campaigns have the lowest cost per lead for B2B companies?
So our agency has been tracking the lowest CPL or cost per lead for various business-to-business clients over the last 18 months. And without a doubt, organic search rankings and email marketing are the lowest CPL. Organic search wasn't that big a surprise for us. Everyone understands ranking well on Google for your target keywords gives you great qualified leads. But the email marketing results were what really surprised us. There are marketing gurus out there, especially all the new social media gurus, saying email's dead, it's too spammy, no one reads it anymore. But in fact, if you offer great content and you have a clean targeted list and you offer educational content before asking for a sale, it can be super effective. And it's even better as a marketing campaign tool when you nurture leads through the sales process using marketing automation for your email.
And which tools do you like for email marketing and marketing automation?
So if your company just getting started with email marketing, we really like a tool called MailChimp. It's really easy to set up and to use. Our creative team really likes its simple design interface. It's easy to design in, easy for people who don't know HTML and other design coding to actually create emails and change emails. And if you have something like 10,000 leads, let's say, the system's only going to cost you a few hundred dollars per month. But if you really want to jump into marketing automation, we like Acton or Pardot, two different systems. They're mid-level systems. They started around $1,500 a month, though, so it's not an insignificant investment. And there is a bit of a learning curve to get everything out of them. So to implement them effectively, companies either hire an agency like ours that has experience using these systems and experience with best practices with those, or they train in-house staff.
Good information. Today we are joined by Christine Slocum, president of Clarity Quest Marketing, a full-service marketing agency for healthcare and technology companies here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Christine, does social marketing work as a lead generation tool, in your opinion?
Boy, that's a big debate out there right now. What we're seeing for business to business, social media or social marketing channels like Twitter and LinkedIn are not as effective at generating leads quickly as they are fostering discussions and building relationships between folks. However, there are a bunch of tools popping up recently. A couple of them are Sestato and Salesloft, and they let you mine data within the social marketing channels. So, for example, if your clients tend to belong to similar groups within LinkedIn or have similar titles, you can find groups of these folks and start to engage them via these tools and then via discussions, Twitter follows, et cetera. That's business to business. Business to consumer is a whole different ballgame, especially if you're targeting people under the age of 30. We do have a couple of folks outside of B2B within our agency as clients, and we have an injury attorney, and he's finding leads on Instagram. So if you're 20-something in an accident, I guess you look for a lawyer on Instagram.
Beautiful. You got to love that. What are some marketing tools that you can't live without?
Oh, good question, Eric. This is a really old school answer, but I have to say Google Analytics. Google has taken away some of the really useful functionality we used to depend on, such as keyword data, but they're not adding new features all the time, especially around some of the social media interaction and conversion tracking. The conversion tracking that's in there as analytics right now, especially since it's a free tool, is super insightful, and we depend on it every day. And then probably personally, because I'm partial to SEO, all the tools out there that are on Moz.com, and they allow you to check keyword ranking difficulty, where competitors are getting backlinks. Those are super insightful for me in terms of looking at competitive analysis and where our competitors are online.
And lastly, what would be one key tip you would like to give B2B companies looking to improve their marketing strategies?
Yeah, one tip is to really create a measurable and marketing plan tied to business goals and have the patience and foresight to stick with it. Too many people want to grab for the shiny new campaign, shiny new marketing tool, you know, shiny new this or that, and just because they haven't met a lead quota in the first 2 months, right? So they get impatient and they jump off the plan and want to try something new. Marketing is really a marathon and not a sprint, good marketing that is, and so you really have to stick with the plan. And our agency is always posting new findings and marketing tips on our blog, on our Twitter feed, CQ Marketing. And so we're always out there giving the best practices to companies out there.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Clarity Quest Marketing Online?
Absolutely. Our website is clarityqst.com. That's Clarity, Q, S as in Sam, T as in Tom. And we have a blog right off the homepage, and then Twitter feed, CQ Marketing.
Christine, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today, and best of success moving forward with your company.
Thank you, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with Christine Slocum, president of Clarity Quest Marketing, a full-service marketing agency for healthcare and technology companies. And once again, the website of reference is clarityqst.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.